We learned this past week that President Trump found his replacement for Dr. Anthony Fauci. At least he thought he did. Former game show host and current infomercial huckster Chuck Woolery. After increasingly kneecapping Dr. Fauci, whose resume and accomplishments in the field of viruses, and especially his work on HIV, are the envy of the scientific community, President Trump has increasingly disparaged and shut out Dr. Fauci. Instead, Trump retweeted a Chuck Woolery tweet, which he apparently agreed with. And the tweet read as follows. The most outrageous lies are the ones about COVID-19. Everyone is lying. CDC, media, Democrats, our doctors. Not all, but most that we are told to trust. I think it's all about the election and keeping the economy from coming back, which is about the election. I'm sick of it. By the way, less than a week after that tweet, Woolery's son tested positive for COVID-19. And when that happened, Woolery tweeted that COVID-19 is real and it is here. Don't believe President Trump retweeted that one. Also, Woolery took down his Twitter account shortly after that tweet. Of course, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany was asked about all this, and she tried to explain that the intent of the Trump retweet was blaming his displeasure on CDC leaks and some rogue individuals. But Woolery's original tweet was some sort of sweeping statement. It didn't mention anything about leaks. Said the CDC, media, Democrats, and quote-unquote our doctors are lying about the coronavirus. All that being said, I have a confession to make, and I hope you won't think less of me for this. Here it goes. This past week, I became a troll. For the probably few uninitiated, a troll is someone who posts things online they don't really believe. They're just looking to get a rise, a reaction, usually hostile, from as many people as they can. My adventure as a troll resulted in the opposite effect. Here's what I posted on the Facebook page for the Fox News channel this past Monday during White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany's briefing. As I read these now, keep in mind they all received a large amount of likes, smiley faces, thumbs up, hearts, expressions to that effect. These people aren't there to ask ignorant questions. They're there to communicate our president's wisdom. These briefings would be great if you locked all the reporters out of the room except for the great true journalists with One America News, true patriots, to fund the CDC and give the money to police. New Jersey needs to learn from all that Florida is doing right. It's almost free of COVID while New Jersey still imprisons the people. Chuck Woolery equals honest, Fauci equals fake. Keep in mind that was off of Woolery's original tweet, not the one where he came to his senses after his son's diagnosis. Going back to my trolling, when I listen to these people, all I hear is treason. Fauci needs to take cognitive tests on an hourly basis. That one got a lot of likes. Too many people want tests, and I wound up with people die every day. Ever read the obituaries? Considering the number of people who are watching the press briefing on Facebook, the positives my trolling got were from the minority of the people, yet they were no doubt card-carrying members of the anti-face mask and anti-Fauci cult of blind faith in Trump. And actually, these people have been infected with the virus. No, not the COVID-19. I call it the deadly denial virus. It's a virus that spreads just like any other virus. One person with it can infect 1, 2, maybe even 5 people at a time. The symptoms include frequent claims of conspiracy, the refusal to acknowledge science, and ineptitude with simple math, which prohibits understanding that the rate of the spread of COVID-19 is far greater than the rate of testing. Thinking that face mask mandates violate your First Amendment rights because they cover your mouth, and the belief that COVID-19 is winding down and about to magically vanish. Now, there's no vaccine for the deadly denial virus. You and I can stop the spread. We can do that by injecting the facts into the debate and conversation, and you can equip yourself with those most up-to-date facts very easily. Here's a website. Just bookmark it and refer to it as often as you can. And we'll put a link over at our homepage as well. covidexitstrategy.org. Again, it's covidexitstrategy.org. It's a compilation of COVID-19 stats, rates, and trends for each and every state, along with colorful maps, in case you're trying to communicate all this factual scientific information for someone who likes to look at the pretty pictures instead of the data. I want to thank my friend, former CNN anchor Lynn Russell, for giving me the heads up about that very useful site, covidexitstrategy.org. Yeah, I know I'm having a little fun with all this, but there is a serious and dangerous aspect to all this. We may laugh off the people who place blind faith in the things that President Trump, Larry Kudlow, Laura Ingraham, Graham Ledger, others claim about COVID-19, but an increasing number of those people are becoming the ones who get aggressive and confrontational with store, other business employees, and management when they're told, asked courteously, professionally to adhere to state, local, company health mandates. And we're also seeing more and more stories where that aggression ends in violence by the never face maskers. Remember the story I told you about the person in Michigan? So think about that. With that story, and there's others. I don't want to wear a mask, and you're trying to make me, so I'm going to stab you. That's what we've become in an increasing number of cases, and that's the danger that the COVID-19 deniers are creating with their self-serving lies, ignorance, and idiocy.